Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Leo Haviland back on the show. Leo, he's become a member of our Brain Trust in the last 6 years, and boy, howdy, have we enjoyed having him here. His wisdom, his insights, his global perspective has been amazing for us. He's a Wall Street analyst extraordinaire, somewhat recovering, I think, now, and he's the author of Words on the Street, Language in the American Dream on Wall Street, and his white papers, his reports that he publishes at least monthly, if not more often, are amazing. And we love having him on the show. Leo, welcome back.
Jim, thanks very much for having me on your superb show. It's an honor, and I look forward to our discussion.
Yeah, me too. So one of the things that that I've been talking about lately on the show and that I've written about is some of the hyperbole and the irrational I don't know, what's the opposite of exuberance, the irrational negativity in the media about, you know, when's the next recession coming? You know, if when things are going great, they have to ask, well, you know, people don't want to hear about how things are great anymore, so what are we going to get them to click? What's the next clickbait? And the next clickbait is when's the next recession? And I'll tell you, I don't see it. I don't see it in the, on the horizon. Do you?
There's seemingly no recession on the horizon, but there's a great concern by at least the central bankers around the world about slowdown. You can see it by the Fed's talk regarding patience, the Chinese stimulus, the European Central Bank promoting easing going forward. Look what the Fed did talking about patience when stocks were going down 20%.
Mm-hmm.
There's concern on the slowdown, and maybe that's just a long memory from 2007 and 2009, but it's also maybe a sign that the reason for a lot of the recovery, particularly in the United States, was first the Fed's doing all the money printing and yield repression, helped by some big deficit spending several years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And most lately, it's been the tax reform, which has caused some excitement in GDP.
So you're saying some of the support for the economy is not as fundamental as it is artificial.
Yes. Yes.
And I can see that. I can see that because there was some exuberance. And I have to say, don't forget the exuberance over Mr. Trump getting elected. Look at what the stock market and Main Street did about him getting elected. But I do think there's another side to this, Leo, because I give you the artificial elements, but don't forget we had a lost decade prior to this, a lost decade. I'm convinced. I believe I can defend that statement. I'm the guy who started saying that several years ago. 6 years into the lost decade, and we had so much pent-up demand for growth in this economy that I think things like a new election and lower regulations and tax a new tax law and things like that, I think those didn't so much create an artificial situation as it released the animal spirits. What do you think about that?
There's certainly a lot of animal spirits. You can see that in the culture wars as well as in the stock marketplace growth. But on the other hand, if there was tremendous pent-up demand, at least on the consumer level. The populist pressures from left and right, not just on economics, but in the issues of, you know, race, immigration, sex and gender and so forth, wouldn't be as powerful. And two, earnings for the average American have really not increased much at all over the past 10 years. So I think you've got a good argument about the regulation and the capacity for innovation and hard work and creativity in a lot of America. But I don't think I share your optimism that we're in some kind of new era.
I really, and when I say new era, I don't mean some new era, capital E. I just mean a sea change in the way we felt for about 10 years. A lot of retained earnings got released in the last 2 years. I love our discussions with our good friend Leo Haviland. 20 Tales, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.